This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Didn't hit him on purpose. You're just trying to find some sort of a problem. That's all you're trying to do, Mike. Let's go to the hotline. We welcome in the dangerous one, Daryl Ryder, with your Browns update brought to you by TEC Communications, the local business technology leader for 40 years. Hello, Daryl.
Good morning. He dotted him on purpose.
No, Ken. He didn't. He did not hit him.
He good man, Daryl. Did.
He did not hit him on purpose. At perfect 97 aim. Miles an hour, I don't think he hit him on purpose. A guy who has, again, this is one of the guys who had some of the worst control in Major League Baseball. I don't think he hit him on purpose.
You'd be amazed how pitchers can find their control when they're trying to hit somebody.
Okay. Well, I still a guy who doesn't have control actually trying to hit somebody.
Well put, Daryl.
Okay, well, fine. Either way, let's talk about the Browns. I'm getting pictures of Dez Bryant at the airport right now. People are sending me, which they're grainy. They look like Bigfoot. But someone says that Dez Bryant is at the airport right now. What are the chances you think that the Browns signed Dez Bryant as he's in today to talk to the Cleveland Browns?
Yeah, I don't know what the odds are at this point. You know, this is a mutual thing. First, they have to find out if Dez is in shape and can contribute to the team. Once they make that determination, they got to find out also, you know, is he going to be a fit for this football team? And when we're talking about fit, we've heard Hugh Jackson use that word a couple of times when asked about him in the last weekend. We are talking about, will he check the massive ego that he is known to have at the door, come in, fill a role, not have himself be the center of attention like he was with the Dallas Cowboys, won't be crying to the media every week about having the football thrown to him or not thrown to him enough, and those type of things. And if the answers to all those questions that need to be asked are yes, then, it'll be up to both parties, if they want to get something done. But as far as odds, I have no idea. They're going to take a look. He's not the first big name that they've taken a look at in the last couple of weeks in an effort to bolster the roster. So I guess we'll have to wait and see what happens today.
Dale Ryder, our Browns beat reporter, joined us on the hotline. I didn't crush Hugh Jackson for his comments about Drew Stanton possibly going in before Baker Mayfield if something were to happen, because I didn't believe him. I also think it might have been a motivational tool to get Baker to try to compete. What did you make of those comments?
Well, I think he's leaning toward Drew Stanton as being the backup quarterback.
No, he's not. No, Daryl, he's not. I think he is.
He keeps talking about how much experience matters to him. But here's I think, the context of that is that Drew Stanton would be the game day backup quarterback for Tyrod, and then the following week, if a starter is needed, then he would go to Baker. I think that could potentially be the scenario that plays out, because they're going to keep, it appears, three quarterbacks on this 53-man roster. Those are the three guys. But on game days, you're not going to have three quarterbacks up. Most of the time, you don't have that type of flexibility or that option. So I think right now, I really sincerely believe that he is leaning towards Drew Stanton as being the number two, even though Mayfield has been the guy taking the number two reps at practice.
Well, I told last hour, Daryl, I did tell Anthony, I said that if it were a start, I would pick Baker Mayfield. I think he would pick Baker Mayfield with 7 days to get ready for it. I think that he would do that. So if this were to be the case, then let's go back to the two guys. Are you saying that Baker Mayfield would be inactive in a game for this if this were to be the way that it's described?
I would have to think so, Ken. I mean, I understand
the number one pick
three
would be
quarterbacks on the roster, but based on what Hugh Jackson said yesterday, that I mean, that's kind of what it would sound like, that he's the one that said that he leans toward experience. Like, those are his words, not mine. I mean, if I were the Browns, Baker Mayfield would be the backup quarterback. There wouldn't be any question about it. Drew Stanton's role is to continue to mentor and hold the kid's hand and teach him what it means to be a pro and all those type of things. But I'm not the one making those decisions, and I'm just, again, my opinion is based on what I heard from Hugh Jackson yesterday.
Daryl, real quick, it's easy to say that after one preseason game, but as we get closer and there are more preseason games, at this point, look, three years ago, Carson Wentz was third string. Russell Wilson, I think, was third or second string. So at that, I don't really care where Baker is right now. I care if Hugh Jackson answers the question the same way after the fourth preseason game, I would be stunned.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see how this thing plays out. We're going to see Drew Stanton in the fourth quarter Friday night, similar to what we saw with Brogan Roback last week in New York. He'll be mopping up the game once Tyrod and Baker are done doing their thing. But he obviously wants to take a look at him, just to get him out there type situation. So we'll see how that plays out. But it is a decision that has to be made, who's going to be the number two guy. But progress is made. We're not sitting here debating who the number one guy is. So we've at least taken a step forward in that regard.
We asked you this on Monday. I got to ask you again a few days later. What's going on with Josh Gordon?
Don't know. He's not here. And that's the, I mean, you know, fans keep tweeting at me about it. Do I expect him for week one? And my answer is no. I don't expect Josh Gordon on the football field until I see him in Berea, Ohio, with a Browns uniform on and a helmet at practice. Like, and I'm not knocking Josh. He's obviously going through some difficulty in his life, and I certainly have compassion for that. But we're having a pure football discussion.
Yeah.
I'm not counting on the guy.
Well, this is a football team. I need a football player to be ready for a football team. At some point, I know that people will get upset and say, well, we're not thinking about his health. We got his health. Everybody feels bad for his health. We're talking about getting a football team ready for a football season. And I see Dez Bryant coming into town for a meeting here. And I just wonder if they were to sign him later tonight, say that he's in shape and we want to bring in Dez Bryant, should I or should I not look into the future of Josh Gordon with this football team? Because I got a bunch of people sending to it on social media, and because it is social media and it's his own, what, something's supposed to happen at 9 o'clock tonight? He's got some video that he's going to put out or something like that speaking about Josh. I mean, it's getting to the point where you're going to have to do it or we're going to have to get out of the room here. I mean, what are we doing here?
Yeah. I mean, I'm to a point I'm sick of seeing the videos. Okay, it's great. You're in shape. You're working out. You're doing all these highlights all by yourself in Gainesville, Florida. Fantastic. You're not doing anything for the Cleveland Browns right now. And that's kind of where I'm at with this situation. Again, certainly hope that everything personally is going well and things are on track and all those type of things. But from a pure football standpoint, I have no faith that the Cleveland Browns can count on Josh Gordon this year. I don't have that faith until I see him on the practice field. Then I'll get excited about Josh Gordon. And I think that that's the way John Dorsey needs to approach this situation as well. And I think that that's the only way they can approach it. Sure, you support him behind the scenes as a person? Absolutely. But when I am talking about my football team, I can't count on the guy right now. I can't.
The football version of Waiting for Godot over there, Anthony. I can't really disagree with what Daryl's saying right now.
All right, Daryl, this week we know that the Browns had brought in Jonathan Hankins. Doesn't look like they're going to sign him. I know there's been some injuries on the front line. How would you assess where this defensive line is in general and based on what you saw? I know it was just one preseason game, but what are your expectations out of this defensive line, knowing that it's going to be a little different than the last few years since Danny Shelton is not there? But you do have a healthy Myles Garrett and a healthy, at least to start the season, Emmanuel Ogba.
Yeah, on the outside, they look great, you know, with Garrett and Ogba. And Jamie Meter gives you some experience in there. Larry Ogunjobi is still one of those young guys that's growing and developing. But, you know, not having Trevin Coley right now, and even Caleb Brantley, having him down, that hurts your depth, Anthony. And, you know, that's why they went out and added that kid from Delaware yesterday. They took a look at Hankins, and again, it keeps going. You know, we keep getting excited by the big names that, you know, they bring in to look at, whether it's Hankins or Breshad Breeland. You know, there's a reason these guys are available. And, you know, Pac-Man Jones was another big name that they brought in and took a look at. And again, there's a reason they're available, obviously. There are things going on there. But depth at the defensive line, I think now, especially on the interior, is something you could be concerned about when you're looking at this defense. You don't get a lot of time to see the starters. Hopefully Friday night we'll get to see them a little longer. Hugh Jackson said that he does plan to play the guys for over a quarter, so that'll be good to really good and get a better evaluation of that group and seeing just what type of depth, quality-wise, you have up front, because they need it.
Darrell Ryder joining us on joining us right now, brought to you by TEC Communications, a local business technology leader for 40 years. Darrell, we thank you very much for the time, friend. All the very best.
You got to talk to you later.
The great one, Darrell Ryder, joining us. Excuse me, the dangerous one.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.